Hello, welcome to our first episode of The Bachelor. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana, and we are here with none other than Andy Dorfman, former bachelorette, and my sister likes to say the best bachelorette.
I actually agree with that.
Thanks.
I was gonna say that. Yeah,
do you?
I think we don't always get such stars, but sometimes we do.
I don't know about that, but
no, I do. I think that it's funny because I feel like The Bachelor has evolved so much.
Yeah.
But I think you were a good example of like we said, like the very beginning Bachelor seasons had people who were like real, real catches. I think like we had like Andrew Firestone and like other really like
the fake prince.
But then like sometimes, the fake prince, sometimes they'll like get, especially more recently, I feel like they don't really care about like profession or anything like that. It's just like hot people, but you like have like legit career.
I think they're just more into the drama of like, oh, she got her heart broken second. You know, she came in second place, so we're going to take her. I mean, you saw, it used to be always like the top four, but never the second place person. So now you're starting to see that kind of change.
Right. I also feel like the caliber of the contestants has changed. So you were maybe like one of the last seasons before Instagram really like took off.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as many people who are just truly there for Instagram followers. Like last night we had a social media participant.
That was absurd.
It's changed a lot. I mean, it's changed for the better and for worse, I think. I mean, obviously you have to question why everyone's even going on there. And the Instagram following and the social media following that everyone's getting coming off of it is just absurd. But it also, I think, has kept the show going a lot. You know, you've seen a lot of shows kind of tank and social media take over, and it just seemed to help the show even more and more.
Well, it's kind of cool because you feel like you can track the couples now like very intensely after the show ends. You can like, you can really hyperanalyze how much they're posting with each other or what they're doing.
Whereas when they're going to break up.
Right, exactly. Before it was like basically just like the People magazine cover, and then you had to just wait for the announcement that they broke up.
Exactly.
Speaking of tracking couples post, what do you think of Ashley and what's Jared?
I just heard that. I'm like, what? I don't know.
I think they fine for them, they can do whatever they want, but I think it's gonna give a lot of girls this delusional hope, like they can turn a guy around. It might take 5 years, and I think it's gonna ultimately, there will be a lot of people who are like waiting around for guys longer because they're like, well, Ashley got Jared to date her.
Right. I don't know, that kind of came out of nowhere, but good for them.
It almost seemed like a relevance move, like
absolutely.
Both of them were, I was like kind of forgot about who both of them were. That was like that storyline, and it's back. I wonder how much of it is like really legitimate versus how much is.
She stays super active on social media, so you could have a point there.
That's true.
So
TBD, time will tell.
Exactly.
So speaking of reasons to go on The Bachelor, what made you want
to
go on? I read your book.
I hate
so
to
I
say
actually kind of remember part of why you went on.
It sounds cheesy. Well, the funny reason is free drinks. I always start with that because I'm like, everyone's like, how did you go from being an attorney to being on The Bachelor and then Bachelorette? And I say two words, free drinks. My friends convinced me to go to a casting call. I kept saying no, no, no. And then finally the day of, they were like, there's free drinks. I go, why don't you just say that from the beginning? I'm there.
At the casting call?
Yeah.
Or like on the show?
At the casting call. Okay. So I show up for the casting call for the free drinks, end up going to LA, long story short, on the show. And it's kind of crazy because I actually, when I went on the second season, when I did Bachelorette, I was like, this is going to be how my life is going to end. Like, I'm going to be the cynic who was an attorney who thought this was all kind of dumb, and I'm going to find, you know, my happily ever after on a reality TV show. So I kind of did it like in spite of, I thought I was going to find love. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're better off having done it or not?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, my life has definitely changed drastically. I mean, I went from obviously being an attorney in Atlanta to now living in New York City and writing books. It's changed a lot. I was very content in my job before, but yeah, I have a ton of opportunities. I get to travel. I would have never done that in my life. It's been good. There's been a lot of opportunities to come out of it.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, imagine if someone was like, hey, here's a new life for you at 28 years old. You know, have fun with it. You'd be like, all right, this is a major change, but it's pretty cool.
Right. That's good. Yeah. So what did you think of last night?
I really liked Becca. So I wasn't sure how, I shouldn't say portrayed, but I didn't know what her vibe was going to be because, you know, the last time we saw her, obviously, like, she had gotten dumped. I didn't know if she was going to be, like, this wounded little just, like, sweet, kind of quiet girl. I thought she was, like, cool and quirky and handled the guys a lot better than I thought she would. And she was my star of the show last night.
Yeah, she definitely like cut the shit really fast.
Yeah, even with the guy who like she had met before in Minneapolis, where she was like, you know what, we haven't ever like.
I think there's more. I think there was more to that story.
Definitely,
neither of them were saying because he was like, I don't know what you like thought you saw before the time that I remember meeting you, but like I've had a transformative year.
My theory on that guy was that she liked him in the past and he never gave her the time of day, and now that she became the bachelorette is when he wants to give her the time of day.
That I agree with that, and I think there's probably also some producer intervention where she like knew that she had met him a lot of times and they probably got him to come on
100%.
Using some other like reasoning, and then they knew that ultimately they were going to have this moment where she was going to be like, well, like, why do you only care about me now that I'm famous?
Right. That was my, she didn't want to say it, which I kind of liked. She didn't want to be like, you're only here because I'm the bachelorette. She was just like, we've met before and it never worked. So why now?
It was a classier way of saying that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a power move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she, I think like Rachel Lindsay last year, kind of just like very low threshold for bullshit. So like the guy, with the girlfriend who texted the other guy.
I got so confused with that. No.
Was it DeMario?
Guys last night.
With Rachel Lindsay, it was DeMario. Where she sends, where she like, the girlfriend showed up and she's like, I don't even really, I don't have a time for this. Like, you got to go home. And that's kind of what happened last night with that other guy.
Yeah.
Where she sent him home too.
Like, yeah, but I was confused because the guy seemed like he was just getting like ratted on from something from like years ago. I don't know. It got very convoluted for me. I was like, just send him
home. At first, I thought the text from the girl was like not that bad. But then his almost like his defense of it annoyed me more because he was like, yeah, like I thought like if anyone were going to come forward, it would have been one of my like ex-girlfriends. Like, this is just some girl who's like head I fucked with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't deserve it from this girl. I deserve it from like one of the other girls that I like actually dated and like respected enough to give the time of day.
His response was not good.
Yeah. You could tell he was searching when he was like, can I hold your hands? Like, he was really. So I feel like the bachelorettes have gotten better, but the men who go on have gotten progressively worse. And there was something very like outdated that I felt watching last night. Like on Friday, Harvey Weinstein gets arrested, and we have this sort of like which I feel is very like symbolic of this sort of like new era of feminism and women being, you know, like just the way that, you know, we date and we look at male-female relationships. And then on Monday, you're back with the same exact formula, with the same exact people. Right. And the men have just, I feel like, gotten less, like, good catches, like you said. And the women are, like, more interesting, more dynamic.
I agree.
It's sort of like, why can we only get these men who are dying to be famous
now?
Thing.
I have a theory on that too, because having done the show, I thought about it and I was like, there's a big difference. There's a double standard with the Bachelor and Bachelorette in women's favors, and the fact that like it's cute for women to go on there. You know, it's glamorous and fun. You have to take time off work. So you have to think about it. What man at, you know, 27 plus can just take 8 weeks off of work and go on a reality TV show for a rose?
Social media participants.
Right. So I think there's a little bit of like the caliber of men, you know, and also it's just not as like glamorous for men to do. Mm-hmm. So I think your caliber of men is down.
That's a very good point about like the taking off work thing.
Yeah. Like, how many guys do you know that you're like, that's a, this guy's super cool. Let's take off 10 weeks of work.
Right. So that I can maybe have 1 5-minute conversation with this girl who I saw
and up my Instagram,
not even
followers.
In person.
Yeah,
right. But if you get kicked off in like the early weeks, if you don't like make a mark on the show, you're not really going to get anything out of it.
Right. You've got to make it a few weeks. But yeah, total double standard. But I don't really care.
Right. I mean, who really also like? I think we were talking about this too. Like, girls don't really like want to date a male model.
No.
Like guys do, but I don't think many women are like, I need a guy who's like solely like paid for his looks.
That male model last night was bad. Ugh.
Well, I think that the producers sort of realize that, and they sort of pick people who they're like, okay, these are first episode people where like we're going to get this drama out of them. So we have like, obviously the social media participant who we're going to call that so that everyone will comment about that the next day. Then you have the guy who she already knows, and then you have the text message guy, and then you have the model who makes an ass out of himself.
Yeah, it's very formulaic.
Right. But then you have like a Colton and like a Garrett who you can tell they're already, by the music they play in the background, that they're already pushing like, you know, these wholesome guys. They kind of like, they know that 10 participants have to be good and 30 have to be jokes.
I really like the grocery store guy.
I liked him too.
The one with the watermelon.
Was it?
He was like, this grape's gotta go.
Could have been him.
They were perfectly fine.
I liked the minivan guy. I gotta say, At first, I was like, this guy, the minivan guy.
Which one was he?
I think his name's Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
He drove up in the minivan.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I liked him. I mean, I think he's a little quirky and dorky, but in a really cute way.
I liked him too, but we have a caveat. Apparently, he had some like questionably racist and or bigoted things on Instagram.
Really?
Which you can read about in the SUP email today. The Betcha SUP, by the way, guys. He deleted it. So we're gonna do a deep dive on Betches.com.
Like, come on, nothing's deleted once you put it out there.
Right. I think
that's kind of surprising because he struck me as like really like nice and funny and quirky and like.
I think it could just be like his upbringing. Like he doesn't realize that it's like not okay to like a Pepe the Frog type meme is sort of like that sort of thing.
Oh, that's going to be drama.
Yeah, it could be. Right. Well, remember Racist Lee?
Yes. Well, that's another thing I think contestants usually probably had less to worry about back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day, they used to ask you like, you know, is there anything out there? And of course they did a little dive and they did a background check and stuff like that. Now I almost feel like they don't care if there's stuff out there.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah. It's gotten a little less wholesome in that sense.
How much did you care about like when you were on the show? Like, did it seem like all the guys were almost on equal footing or like did their jobs or anything like that like have an impact?
You know, you didn't really talk a ton about the jobs because obviously everyone's not working at the time.
That would be like my number one thing.
Yeah, but none of them are working at the time. So like you kind of got to lower your standards as far as the job front goes. I mean, they're all taking 10 weeks off. There's a few exceptions, of course, but like most of the guys from my season were like personal trainers or, you know, there's like a pant entrepreneur, like just crazy stuff.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. So you got to kind of take that out.
Oh, Jeff.
Is it JJ?
JJ.
Yeah. How did they like you got a lot of personal trainers, Becca got a lot of athletes also.
Yeah.
Is it that these people apply or did you tell them like, I like athletic guys?
I think they know your type. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of athletes on my season. Like, you like know athletes. My type. Yeah.
So that's also like a job again where you could probably like have a little more time
take off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's true. How do you remember all the guys the first night?
I remembered every single one of them and they told me, they're like, this is the first time anyone's ever done that. And I was like, it's really not that hard if you just like sit there and talk to somebody. Like, it's 6 hours long, you know?
Right.
It wasn't that hard.
Does it end in the morning?
Yeah, it ends at like 7 a.m.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
So by the end, are you not?
Like, I mean, the lead probably gets there at like 4 p.m. to start, you know, setting up and doing B-roll. Now you just see them walk out in like daylight.
Are you not like falling asleep?
Oh, you're exhausted. For me, I think there's a lot of adrenaline, especially the first night.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but honestly, like, think about it. If you went around your office the first day and talked to, like, 25 people and you actually like, sat there and talked to them, you're going to remember most of their names.
Right.
I would also do, like, stupid things in my mind and be, like, some alliterations. Like, there's this guy, like, Brian, and Brian bought, like, barbecue, and I'd be, like, Brian the barbecue. Or I'd make, like, little, like, fun of their names or jokes or I'd do something, like, to remember.
Did you like that they brought, like, that? These gimmicks happened or did you find it to be
so dumb.
Annoying?
I just thought they were dumb. I mean, I get it. They're trying to lighten the mood and everything, but like, yeah, they don't go over very well.
It's like
usually.
It's kind of, to me, it reminds me of like a crazy like pickup line.
I was just going to say a pickup line.
Like no one actually likes those.
Okay.
Yeah.
This last night, what really shocked me is that they took the effort and money to rent a Hearst so that they could execute on this literally died punchline.
Do the producers come up with that or do they come up with
The producer.
I don't think the guy rented the Hearst himself.
No, the producers helped with that stuff.
Hearst?
You keep calling it a Hearst.
Like a Hearst. A Hearst. I'm sorry. Yeah, a Hearst.
They help you. They give you ideas. I remember they wanted me to like handcuff Juan Pablo and I was like, that's not going to happen.
Oh my God. That's really funny considering how it all went.
Like, whatever. Yeah. It's part of it. It's part of the first night. We all as viewers look for it. So I get it. But like, it's just... Yeah, not for me.
How did you get around like not having a bad impression made of you when you were a contestant? Like, were you really careful and mindful all the time of what you were saying and drinking and so that you wouldn't make a fool?
Well, I will say on Juan Pablo's season, he didn't drink. So we ended up not drinking as much. Yeah, it was
that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah. So I think that helped. I will say this, in hindsight, I do think that there's a little bit of protection. when they see somebody, and I was very, very naive to it. I mean, I, of course, like, wasn't naive to, like, the streets of Atlanta. I could handle that just fine. But when it came to reality TV, I was very naive. They kind of pick their people that they think have a good chance of either going far or being your next lead. And I think there's a little bit of protection, because I definitely had some, like, off days or, like, you know, I would cry. I remember even something stupid, like I had burned my face with a curling iron, and it was across my entire cheek, and they like
a contour.
Yeah, back when contour was not a contour thing, and they like digitally erased it on screen.
Oh, I bet you they wouldn't have done that to some people.
Right.
Well, it's funny because we, on our finale episode of this podcast for last season, we had Becca M.
Yeah.
Like short hair.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked her, like, who do you feel like got a better edit than they deserved? And she said she did. She, like, they made it, because she fought a lot, I remember, with Crystal or whatever. And they portrayed her in the good light as opposed to Crystal, who they portrayed as insane. Yeah.
And you know what the thing is, though? I do think that the vibe of what you put off is what people see. Like, the crazy girl or guy is the crazy girl or guy. You know, the one that's mean is mean. The one that's funny is funny. There's some bad editing. There's some good editing. But for the most part, like, what you see is what you get. I mean, there's a lot of footage.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. What do you think is the worst thing about being The Bachelorette?
I mean, I hated dumping the guys, as dumb as that sounds. It was actually
as hard as you said.
Yeah.
I mean, breaking up with people feels like it probably sucks, and you have to do it just like every week.
Right. Well, also, it was like this weird feeling of like being superior to people that you knew you weren't. And you're like, why do I have to break up with this person? Like, you know, you're like telling somebody that they're not good enough in a sense. And I don't know. I struggled with that. Like, people I don't think knew that about me, because I'm a lot more sensitive than it comes off. But it was just not a good feeling.
Are you way better at breaking up with guys now, since you had all the practice?
Now I just try and let it fizzle before I actually have to break up.
That's usually the male tactic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've done enough breaking up. It's like, yeah, just let it fizzle.
Interesting.
Is it harder to date?
Maybe that's why I'm single.
Is it hard to date since like people know you or know of the show?
Okay. Yes and no. No, in the sense that I'm not going to lie, I think I can pull some guys that I probably wouldn't have been able to had it not been for the show. Just going to be straight up honest with you there. But most of them like don't really know much about it.
Right.
They don't care. They're just like whatever.
Right. And it's been like, how long has it been?
It's been like, Caitlin, JoJo, Rachel, and now Becca.
Right.
I'm old.
It's a lot. It goes so fast. Oh my God.
Yeah. And of course, they're all like engaged. I'm like, great.
I mean, here's the thing. They're engaged today.
That's true. Engaged you for don't a while, know. Though.
Yeah. Well, I actually think JoJo and Jordan, I was very negative on how that would go after because I think on the show, he didn't treat her that great. Like, but then when she picked him, I think they were clearly more compatible in reality than they seemed on the show.
I think all three of them being Caitlin, Rachel, and JoJo, I think all three will get married to the people they're engaged with.
Oh, you think Rachel will?
Yep.
And Caitlin?
Yep.
You seem skeptical.
I don't know. I guess maybe the fact they've been engaged longer means they're like investing more in a real way and like actually considering it. And they're not just like rushing to the ABC wedding next season.
Yeah. Just knowing them and knowing especially Caitlin and like their relationships, I think all three will marry them.
Oh,
what's the deal with like all the people on The Bachelor seeming like, at least like right after, like they suddenly all of their friends are just people from The Bachelor? Do people not have their friends from before anymore?
I think that comes with the social media, that everyone's just kind of like started clawing onto this and like, oh, who can we, you know, be friends with? And I will say that like, sometimes it's fun to hang out with those people because you don't have to like put up a front with stuff, or you don't have to like worry about like, oh, are they using you for anything? And you kind of just swap stories and it's funny.
That makes sense.
Right.
You also just all in the same boat. Really, they've gone through the same. It's like hazing, probably like a sorority fraternity thing.
Yeah. What's like what's it like after you're on the show? Do people like have a chat? Is there a group chat? Like,
there is. At least we had like a WhatsApp group chat. And it was funny because like slowly but surely, as like the weeks went on and people started to go farther and farther or get eliminated, they kind of like moved off the chat.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I don't know what it's like now. I mean, I feel so archaic saying that.
Really?
Now, who knows?
I'm sure it's the same thing.
Well, now I also think but if you're in pictures with more Bachelor people, you probably get more
There's a lot more engagement.
Know no more people in it. Like, no one wants to see a picture of you and your college friends because they don't know any of those people.
Right. They do. Right. People love seeing pictures of, like, you with the bachelorette, bachelor people. There's definitely a higher engagement. I think they like to see that you hang out after the show.
There's more incentive.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they know the person. What's the best thing about being a bachelorette?
The travel. Hands down.
And that as the bachelorette, I feel like you actually get to do the traveling. It seems like when you're just a contestant on someone else's season, you're kind of just like in the hotel until they take you into the light.
Yeah, you're in the hotel for like the entire time unless it's your date. When I was the contestant on Bachelor, we had like a couple dark days. I remember like South Korea, we got to go out for the day and the night in Seoul. But yeah, as the lead, first of all, you like fly first class. You the nicest apartments or hotels. But yeah, I mean, I saw the world. I would never have been to the places that I've gone to had it not been for the show.
Well,
that's true.
That just made, once you said first class, I was like, oh, maybe I'll do it. No, I'll never go on The Bachelor.
It was the first time I'd ever flown like first class international, just like laying down and like bringing, I mean, it was,
you know how people make a big deal about it now.
Oh, yeah. It was a vacation in itself.
What kind of like prep do they do before you, like the show starts for you?
Not a lot, because basically, especially for Bachelorette, so we stop filming like, you know, I think late November, and then it starts airing in January, and it ends like end of February, beginning of March. You start filming Bachelorette like a week after that final rose.
Okay,
finale, whatever it is. I think I started filming like 2 days after.
And they give you all those clothes that you wear?
Yeah. You don't get to keep them.
You don't get to keep them?
Okay. No. I got really close to the stylist on the show, so we quote unquote lost a few items. But
ooh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That sounds like a good benefit too.
That's the second best thing, was the clothes. Yeah. I mean, he brought in like Gucci gowns, and you know, you had like Burberry shoes and just like Randy Rom, like unreal.
Do you pick them before, or do they like travel with all of them?
You pick them before, and then we did a couple fittings because I loved doing it. But like, I remember there was one dress that I wore, and they were like, you can't like get anything on this. You can't rip it. I'm like, why? You know, not that I'm going to. They're like, Selena Gomez has to wear it next week.
Oh, what dress is that? I want to Google it.
It was like this black, don't, because she wore it better. They did like who wore it better, and she did.
They probably did that so that you would have the who wore it better.
Yeah, but she definitely won. Yeah. Rightfully so, too. But it was just like black, just beaded. I mean, it was, stuff like that, that you're just like, who am I? Pinch yourself.
Right. No, it seems like a very surreal, cool experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's a total superficial answer, but it's true.
Would you do it again?
They
were like, we want to make you the Bachelorette again.
I feel like you have better luck in real life, honestly.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You were really good at it, though.
I don't think I would. You know. But then again, I'm always like, everything's got a price.
What if, like, this is what I always wondered. Like, what if there's just the Bachelorette or the Bachelor just doesn't really feel like they truly are compatible or want to actually be with the contestants, or vice versa? Like, what if
any of them?
What if none of the guys are like, what if the guys are like just not into the girl?
Then you don't pick anyone. I mean, we haven't seen that happen in a long time. I will say this.
You should do that.
I hate saying this, but the first night I was like, nope, 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 until like a couple of the guys in the last limo came. And then I was like, all right. But the first night, like those first four limos, I was like, this isn't going to work.
It's so funny because I feel like they have you on the show being like, I have got like the best group of guys. Like everyone here is like, I would love to see a first night thing where they're just like, wow, it's just like a trash group of guys. Like they really
we got problems.
Come up with
good ones. It's what's the thing that like people don't realize as viewers as they're watching it, or are there many things? I'm sure.
But now that, you know, with social media, and I feel like it's just a lot more open. Like, I feel like everyone knows kind of the behind the scenes of it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like what?
Or maybe that's just me watching it back and I'm like, oh, I can tell certain things.
Like I saw this article yesterday, Ari put out a statement like talking about how they filmed his breakup with Becca, that they actually like told him that he wasn't actually trying to sit in the room to talk to her for like this hour that they made it seem like, and that they didn't show the part where he tried to like leave, and they were like, no, like you should stay, like she's calming down, like you have to have the rest of this conversation, it's only fair. And that they claimed like it was the most transparent, they showed everything, breakup in history, but in reality they weren't showing the fact that they were manipulating the situation too.
There's a lot of there's a lot of things that are going behind the scenes that, yes, everyone's saying those things on camera, of course. But, I could see that.
What's it like to watch your ex date?
Which one?
Josh.
I was going to say, well, Nick was the Bachelor. and Chris. I always
forgot
say,
about,
I'm like,
I forgot it's, about Nick for
right?
some reason.
I always say, like,
it's weird the how guys forgettable on my, he is.
The guys on my season were just like the gift that keeps giving. I mean,
they do keep coming back. Yeah.
They keep coming back. You know what? I don't really care. You would think that it would hurt or that it'd be like weird or worse. But yeah, I think for me at least, once I'm done, I'm done. So
well, with Josh, it also ended like terribly again.
It was like,
so
whatever.
Probably like, better look for you.
That yeah, just kind of like, ugh, I can't believe I did that.
Well, here's the thing. Josh is very good looking. I remember you loved Josh.
I did.
In the, oh my God.
Well,
I
it's
love
funny.
Josh.
I feel like I was, 4 years ago. I was like 20, 23, 24 when your season aired.
Yeah.
And it's almost like indicative of my transformation. I feel like I was like so into you and Josh when yeah. you picked him. I was like so excited. And now I look back, I'm like 28 now and I'm like, I don't feel like that was the right choice.
Yeah, well, obviously. My dad actually put it best with him when he told me, like, after the breakup, he was like, you know what, I gotta tell you. I'm like, what? He goes, he's great for the first 10 minutes.
He makes a great first impression.
And I was like, you know what? You nailed it. Like, he was great for the first time. And you're right. As you get older, you kind of start to see those things and you're like, all right, this guy is charming or charismatic or good looking. And then you kind of start to see that's not all there is.
Right. That there's more like different
your taste changes
stuff that you should be looking for.
When he got engaged to Amanda, did you see the writing on the wall? Like, how did you feel about that? Not for your own feelings.
I was like in Greece with my friend Kelly. We were like, whatever. We were like, so bad. We were like, Nama was just like partying all night. It was like in Mykonos. I was like, you know what? I think we win.
Yeah.
And he may think that he won right now with like getting engaged again. Great. Good for them. Hope it works out. I was like, we're doing all right.
I think he is, I don't know.
I just don't think about him anymore, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah. She's like, until annoying people like you.
Yeah, no,
up.
You know what it's like? I mean, exes where you're like, ask. Yeah, you're like, right. I'm good not thinking about it.
That was another thing on the show. I feel like the guys showing up with the Ari cutout, like, and just referencing
that
continuously. It's like,
I think
no
he
one wants to
pull that off,
that.
Though. I will say this. I think he could have pulled that off a little better.
The cutout?
He tried.
Then?
Yeah, because he was like, I want him to see you happy and, like, getting all this attention. It just, yeah,
right.
Great.
I mean, it's
maybe
just
he
weird.
Just not
I just
done
feel like
face.
It's weird for him to like bring up someone's like.
Yeah,
I love it. Like, I love
here's a little reminder of a traumatic incident that happened a few months ago. I was gonna get everyone.
He should have like put an X on the face or something like that. Because what he said after was
it was a good picture of Ari too.
When he was like, "I just want him to see how happy you are now, and like you got what you deserved," and like, I thought that was cute actually.
Yeah, that is, I think that could have been said. Just with words, you know?
Yeah.
I
or just like put a bag over his head.
Or print it out, piece of paper.
I also think it's like weird how they call him her ex, like your ex, my ex.
Know.
It's like, we all know the name. Like, we
do
all
you,
know we're talking
do you think
yeah,
everyone
we don't
want
to say it all the time. Like, do you want to bring up the name of your exes all
well,
the
maybe
time?
Do you
like,
think of everyone on the show as your ex?
Not really. No.
I always think of that. Like, it's like everyone's I don't know.
No, I use the term ex loosely when it comes to those guys.
Right.
I mean, look, if you got engaged to someone, that's
I mean,
your
Josh
ex.
Is clearly your ex.
As we keep saying their names.
It's like, think of like, if someone mentioned like JJ, the pants guy, which
no,
would be like,
even
oh,
like
that's
Nick. I'd be like, no. Like, I wouldn't really consider Nick or Chris my ex. Like, so I talk to them all the time. Like, I don't
I forgot about Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, also just keeps referencing, like, like on the show, they're like, oh, like my girlfriend or like my boyfriend. Like, did you consider them all your boyfriends?
No, no. I feel like
that always
so gross.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Like, did you learn anything about dating from the experience? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That helps you in the real world.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely learned the guy that's very charismatic and that you like fall very quickly for might not be the right guy for you. I will say this, though. If I did it all over again, it would be the exact same outcome. And I'm definitely the type of person that has to kind of learn that on my own. But yeah, I think being attracted and having chemistry with someone is great. But I think I learned that that's not all you can have.
So what are you looking for in a guy now?
Ugh.
And what are your deal breakers?
Anything. Just kidding. My deal breakers would be somebody who's not supportive. I don't like guys that just want to like a shelf wife and don't want to support anything that they do and need to feel superior. Definitely not like a controlling or jealousy kind of guy. I want a nice guy. I want like a good guy that kind of lets me do my thing and can roll his eyes and laugh when I say something dumb or when I'm acting irrational because I'm a woman and I do that. but yeah, just a good guy who's supportive.
Great. So girls, if you know any good guys.
Well, my brother has a big crush on you. So if you actually are looking to set up, he is 35.
Okay.
I could see it.
He's a twin.
They're both tan.
He's very tall.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll discuss more before it gets weird. Anyway.
But yeah. Right.
Thank you so much for coming on. This was great.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I was really excited for this interview. Like, we have to have a really good person for our first one.
Did I disappoint?
No. Okay, no.
He's perfect.
No. Like, her sister says, the best bachelor.
Thanks. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. All right. So, guys, if you have any questions for us or have any opinions about the first episode or anything, be sure to email bachelor@betches.com. Also, check out our bachelor recap on betches.com and a breakdown of contestants from Jared Fried. He just, you know, pretty much runs through them all and roasts them, and you can compare what he thought to who got kicked off. So, those are at betches.com. Email us at bachelor@betches.com. And one more request. Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes. We'll see you next week.
Bye.